This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Do you think the market reaction is a reaction to the markets realizing the president simply does not tell them or the world or this country the truth about this situation?
I believe that's the case. Now, it doesn't mean the market wouldn't still go down, but it wouldn't collapse, I don't think. Now, who can say?
President Trump inherited an economy from Obama-Biden administration that was given to him.
He's my favorite economist.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But if we invest in ourselves, China will not be, as they say, in those still trying to come from Claremont, Delaware. Not a patch on our team.
In English, please.
Together, I think we can win back the House. We're going to keep the House, increase it.
And this is sad.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This is not to fearmonger. It would be irresponsible for us to create panic when it's undue. That being said, we know 80% of the population is going to survive.
Man's practicing fuzzy math again.
It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well.
As you requested, Mr. President, that all the insurance companies here have agreed to waive all co-pays on coronavirus testing.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I talked to Sam Kennedy last week from the Red Sox, and I think that, you know, the decisions that the sports leagues will have to make, whether or not allowing people in the arena, those are going to be based on some facts that they're looking at today. Right now, the marathon is on for April. There are conversations happening, but there's no definite confirmation of what's happening. I think this is a very fluid situation.
I'm talking about very important stuff here.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Did you hear that on MSNBC last night? You may have heard people saying that the death toll is next to nothing, basically, unless you're over the age of 80. But MSNBC, they had a physician on last night who said that 80% of the population will survive coronavirus. You know, do the MSNBC math. That means 20% won't. One out of every five people will be dead, according to this expert on MSNBC. The newspaper, the cable TV station. I'm thinking about my column I was just writing. The cable network that thinks 327 million goes into 500 million 5 million times. Or a million times. A million times. Excuse me. I'm getting confused now.
I'd rather than be doing the math of what Mike Bloomberg is giving every person in America versus who's dying. The death toll math is a little bit scarier for me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. He's trying, calm down, everybody. Only one out of every five of you are going to be dead within 6 months.
Look to your right.
That's an even more rapid death toll than Joe Biden was saying had been caused by gun violence. Bernie Sanders voting against some gun bill in 2007. Remember that? And that's killed 150 million people, according to Joe. Joe, though, what are you laughing
at? That's going to be a new sitcom, and Taylor can be the director of, according to Joe.
I've just been, the reason I'm confused is here, I've been trying to put together a column of all of Joe's gaffes. I figure, you know, they always tell you in newspapers, move the story forward. So I think he's going to lose all the primaries tonight. I hate to say it. Bolshevik Bernie. So they're going to try to be moving him out of the debate Sunday night. You know, they've already agreed at CNN, and CNN is going to try to cut Bernie's throat if he's still around, obviously. They tried to cut his throat in 2016 when Donna Brazile leaked the questions to Hillary Clinton. They tried to cut his throat when they pretended that Elizabeth Warren was telling the truth about her one-on-one meeting with him in December and then had the hot mic after the debate. Remember that? So they're going to do something to him. So they said, okay, Joe said, I want to appear. I don't want to stand up. I get awful tired, even if I get some tapioca pudding during the breaks. Can I come into the studio in an iron lung with an oxygen mask on and a comfort dog? And my son Hunter's barn owl? Of course they said yes, but they want to stop the debate. They got to get him out of the debate. What do you think Donald Trump is going to do when they negotiate for the debates in the fall, by the way, assuming that Joe is indeed the Democrat nominee, which I'm still not 100% sure of? Do you think Donald Trump is going to let him appear on a reclining lounge to debate so as to conserve his energy? Something tells me that's not in the cards. So we have him. So today,
he's going to request as many flashing, blinking lights as possible. He's going to ask for all the, just different distractions.
So this morning, I'm trying to listen to the, I'm trying to transcribe this sentence about China, which I still, Taylor finally did it. I'm not sure, though, he got it right. I'm not sure anybody could get it right. It's like a Mumbles Menino transcription or a Ted Kennedy Wizard of Oz transmission. But let's play that cut four, Taylor.
Look, they always say Biden dismisses China. I don't think they dismiss China. But if we invest in ourselves, China will not be, as they say, we'll still kind of come from Claremont, Delaware, not a patch on our team.
Not a patch on our team. He named some town in Delaware I never heard of, and then he says, not a patch on our team.
Now that I hear it for the eighth time, yeah. It could be patch on our gene. Patch on our bean?
Patch on our
Keen?
Our seam?
Keen Vermont? Keen Vermont, maybe?
Wait, can you play it again? I'm going to really listen hard.
Okay.
Look, they always say Biden dismisses China. I don't think they dismiss China. But if we invest in ourselves, China will not be, as they say, we'll still kind of come from Claremont, Delaware, not a patch on our team.
I think he said team.
I think it's gene, not a patch on our gene.
Team gene?
I'm going to Google if these are actual expressions.
But so anyway, Taylor and I were both trying to figure this one out, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was in the old days in a newsroom when there was a breaking news, there'd be the bell would ring on the teletype machine, ding 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 ding. So the ding 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 came through on the internet, whatever that is, and so Biden had done it again. He was at some, I think, an auto plant. He was with some hard hats. And they started talking about guns. And you know Joe and guns, you know, he loves those, what is it, 100 magazine clips with 1,000 bullets in them and that kind of stuff. And so today he starts talking about AR-14s, which I guess is the, you know, that's an AR-15 light, I guess, as far as Joe's concerned. So he just, okay, go to eight. That's the important thing. He just told him to. He said, "You're full of bleep."
Okay, according to the Washington Examiner, it is, if we do our jobs, they aren't a patch on our genes. So Taylor is correct. It's patch on our genes.
Our genes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you, Taylor. It sounded more like team to me, but maybe it is genes. Who knows? Who knows?
So either way, I've never heard that phrase in my life.
It doesn't come up a lot on the internet.
I've never heard of the town. You know, how many towns are there in Delaware? My car once caught fire in Delaware. I thought I got to know every town in the 24 hours I had to spend getting rid of the car.
The 58 Impala?
The 59 Impala.
59.
Yeah. It caught fire in Newark, Delaware. That's as opposed to Newark, New Jersey. This is Newark, Delaware, as I found out. It's a very sad place for me and my personal history, losing that beautiful 59 Chevy Impala coupe. All right, so here it is, cut nine. He continues arguing about the AR-14s.
I'm not taking your gun away at all.
You need 100 rounds.
So when you were a veto, when you said you're going to take our guns, that
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones you're putting out that are sitting
there alive. It was your voice. You said that you're taking the guns.
How dare you bring up the fact that he actually said that Beto, you know, the Latino guy that he ran into in Texas, he said Beto was going to be his anti-gun czar. And this hard hat had the audacity to confront Joe with his own words, which
How
he said
dare
like
you?
A week ago. So, of course, Joe doesn't remember. He has no idea what he said a week ago. None whatsoever. Anti-gun czar. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the... it was supposed to be Claymont, Delaware. I think that's what he said. I just never heard it before.
Yeah, Claymont, Delaware. And I guess they have some business there. Evraz Claymont Steel. That's why he called it Little Steel Town I come from.
But... sometimes he's from Scranton, sometimes he's from Wilmington, and now today he's from Claymont. Where is he from? Again, forget Scranton, that's where he was born. But where in Delaware is he from? I thought he was from Wilmington. How many counties do they have in Delaware? I thought he was a county commissioner or a city councilor or something like that. All right, 844-500-4242-978 says, Howie, will they put a seven-second delay on the presidential debates due to Joe's language? You know, the thing is, Trump can use a barnyard epithet when he wants to, but he would never think of using one to some guy in a hall, you know, that he was just chatting it up with, a guy who might vote for him. I mean, Joe loses it with just people who are potential voters for him. I'm not going to say average Americans, but this is a guy in a hard hat who, if he had been nice to him, he could have gotten his vote.
He was nothing but a lion dog-faced pony soldier.
That's right.
He's lucky Joe Biden didn't call him fat.
That's right. Okay, we'll take a break here. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
one 800 844 500 4242. You keep listening to these Joe Biden cuts and it's like sniffing glue. You know, your parts of your brain just start shutting down after
but you can't stop
because you feel so good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So 917 says the United States is Joe Biden's lawn and we're all standing on it.
Get off my lawn.
People are also pointing out that the M14 used to be the standard rifle in the U.S. Army, but he didn't say the M14, which was then replaced by the M16. He didn't say that, though. He said an AR-14. That's what he was talking about today in Michigan. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligations investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300, and with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Sleep better at night when you diversify. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Boston Marathon be canceled?
How is it? It's like 5 weeks away, right? 5 weeks? I'm going to say no, just because there's so much money involved.
58% say it will be canceled.
I kind of think it will be, too. There's so many people so close together sweating.
Yeah, but I mean, is it really going to be that big of a deal in 5 weeks?
Well, it's kind of a big deal because they already canceled the New Bedford half marathon. They canceled that today, and that a lot of Boston marathoners use the New Bedford half marathon as a training session for the full marathon. What are you laughing,
Taylor? This is like when they were going to have the Boston 2024, and they said we're going to spread it out all over the states. We're going to have the aquatic events in Deerfield, and it's going to be a walking Olympics. So we're going to walk 90 miles to do the canoe races or whatever.
I covered
the half marathon
in New Bedford for years. There are a lot of people that come down from Boston. You're laughing.
Do you think they...
I'm not laughing, but you're just...
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm laughing about Deerfield, too. Deerfield is not Boston. New Bedford is not Boston.
I'm not saying it is.
That's the reality.
But it's a precursor to Boston.
I will say that I do feel bad for people who have been training. It's hard to train for a Boston Marathon, especially, you know, you take away so much time from your normal activities. A lot of people don't drink or go out. They're trying to get in shape. And for a lot of people, it's a very meaningful moment. And I'm always amazed by people who run the Boston. I know you're not, but I give so much credit to people who run the marathon.
Today's Boston Herald just posted at 2:20, a popular pre-Boston Marathon training race. The New Bedford Half Marathon, with about 3,000 runners, has been canceled. That's the lead.
I just love your New Bedford pride. That's all.
The Linway Half Marathon is on the chopping block, too, Taylor. You know?
I'm sure that's a precursor, too, if it's real.
The Milton Turkey Trot.
Laugh it up.
844-500-4242. We mean no disrespect to Bristol County. Let's make that clear.
Oh, please.
We love WBSM. We love Taylor's hometown of Fall River.
That's not my hometown. Born and raised in New Bedford.
I can always get a rise out of him. I'm just checking to see if he's paying attention.
I got my wedding dress in Fall River. I'm a big fan of both of them.
You know, I see the thing is we've
Did
run
you go
out
to that restaurant I told you to go to, Grace?
I did not, but I did go to a Portuguese restaurant down the street, and it was delicioso.
We've run out of Super Beats up in Needham, and so I just want to make sure Taylor's awake. So I just mentioned Fall River, and he goes into a fit.
It's like pouring water on a cat or something.
844-500-4242. Give my best to Mayor Correa on your way home tonight.
I don't think I'll be swinging by a prison cell anytime soon.
617 has a good point. The parade is for deplorables. The marathon is for beautiful people. That's true. That's an excellent observation, and so right on. So spot on. Let's take some calls here. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. I noticed today that the National Guard to handle 108 cases of the coronavirus in New Rochelle. Now, we're not supposed to panic, but calling in the National Guard for 108 cases, what does he know that we don't know?
I don't get it. I don't get it myself, Paul. I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, I know it's a problem, but isn't the flu a much bigger problem? Does anyone panic over the flu every year? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm wearing my Carolina blue tonight. Carolina's fighting for its very lives.
Who are they playing?
The Gobblers.
Are they pink? What color are they?
The Gobblers? I don't know. They're the Virginia Tech. Oh. They might beat the Gobblers. Might. But then they'll have to play Syracuse. They might beat Syracuse, but then I think they run into a buzzsaw. I don't think they're going to make the tourney this year.
No, with that attitude, they're not. You're supposed to be their biggest fan.
I'm not their biggest fan, but...
You're like the fan they show in the news segments, Taylor. You know those news segments where they go, he's an older man, and he's been supporting the team since he was a young boy. And it's like a feel-good piece.
Since since Frank McGuire was the coach, and they beat Wilt Chamberlain.
Is this baseball?
Hardy har har. Okay, well, since you brought it up, I believe you went to a state where a professor was just busted last week for paying for sexual favors from a co-ed that he met on a sugar daddy website.
This escalated quickly.
This did.
Do you know whereof I speak? Do you know whereof I speak?
Yes, Taylor? I do. I never liked the school.
Oh.
How about Dr. Perilli? They called him a professor, so I said, he's a professor? He doesn't look like a professor. He's a night school instructor. What is this, you know, just because he got arrested for being a perv, allegedly, he becomes a professor. Ugh.
Never met him.
No. Well, you never will meet him again. I don't think he's going to be doing too many more courses at Bridgewater State. Are they still the Polar Bears, by the way?
I have no idea. I don't know what they were.
I think they used to be the Polar Bears.
Not a lot of school spirit coming from Taylor.
No, I never had any school spirit. It was nonsense. I was there for me, not for anybody else.
I used to know Jerry Undelicato. He was the president there. Remember him? He was indicted. He was forging his name on deeds and turning over school property to himself. He was also the nephew of the guy, Teddy Deegan, who was killed in the alley in Chelsea where they framed the four guys for it. I was once out on his boat on Cape Cod, and he said, "Do you know how much the president of the Senate would pay me if you didn't come back from this boat ride?"
Wow. With friends like yours.
These are just some of the many. I have stories. Joe Biden has stories. I have stories. I hope my stories make sense. That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. How we doing?
Good.
Uncle Joe comes from the old times when I remember my grandma used to put patches on our jeans. You tore your jeans, you took them up to grandma, and she had these swatches of denim.
Right.
And she'd match it as best you could because you were poor. Right? And when Joe came out of the mines, I'm sure that they had to patch his clothes so the other kids wouldn't notice. My grandmother used to get this one. She used to sew shoelaces together. So if you broke them, you don't go out and waste money buying new shoelaces. Bring them to me. I'll sew them together. Now, I'm pretty sure Joe hasn't tied his shoes in 20 years. So he's had somebody do it for him.
Move over to Velcro a while ago. He's having trouble with the knots.
Well, how about the straight razors, Rich? Remember that? He said that Corn Pop was dropping straight. When was the last time you saw a straight razor? He was dropping the straight razors in a water barrel, or was it a rain barrel? I mean, when was the last time you saw a water barrel or a rain barrel? Probably about the last time you saw a phonograph player,
which he was talking about.
Unless you go to Taylor's house. Taylor's still got a phonograph player around. He's probably got one of those old Victrolas that you crank like a Model T.
Those take up too much room.
Wait, I don't even get the razors and the buckets thing. What is that supposed to do?
It makes it rusty, so that you can maybe get.
No, she's asking why did you have barrels out just collecting rain, right?
I don't even understand any of it. Are the razors, you use that in a fight?
You get the razors get rusty, and so therefore you can maybe if you just nick somebody, you can give them an infection, tetanus.
Tetanus, yeah.
And they have to go and get a shot at the emergency room.
This sounds like West
Side
Story.
Or maybe their arms, if they don't get the shot, maybe their arms will turn green and have to be chopped off. That Corn Pop, he was a vicious dude. He was meaner than a junkyard dog. He was badder than Leroy Brown. Corn Pop. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Rich. He's right. They did. I'll bet they did patch up jeans in the coal mines. Did he work in the bituminous coal mines or the anthracite coal mines? I think Scranton is the anthracite, but I could be wrong.
You know what you got to look out for in the coal mines?
Canaries.
No, black lung.
Well, yeah, of course. But also canaries. You know, you keep a canary down in the coal mine.
Why?
You don't know about that? If the canary keels over, That means the canary got the bad gas. The canary dies before you die. So if the canary topples over in the cage, then you know it's time to come to the top.
That is frightening.
You never heard that?
No.
Like a bell on a cat, Grace.
844. Grace is learning a lot today.
Yeah, and you know what? It's completely useless information.
I'll have to bring in a phonograph next week and give Grace a demonstration.
I think you should have Joe Biden over. I think he would be pleasantly surprised with your house, Taylor.
Can you play 78s on your Victrola?
I do have one that can play 78s.
But you prefer 45s. That's the
33s.
That's the modern hepster way.
45s, one song on each side. No, it's too much work.
Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Quite a show today, folks. Quite a show. Holy moly. Hey, listen, that poor Harm Hat, I hope he goes and stockpiles some toilet paper after being told off by...
We haven't even played. I'm glad you reminded me, Lee. We haven't played all the sound cuts from him. So this is now he keeps challenging him on what he was saying down in Texas, you know, right after Super Tuesday, and Biden gets really angry with him and walks away. Cut 10.
Machine guns are illegal.
That's right. AR-15 is illegal.
How is that in a machine gun? It's not. Semi-automatic.
There are more deaths
in America from handguns than there are what you call assault rifles. Why are you advocating for assault rifles when people are dying by handguns?
Okay, let's.
There's nothing a Democrat hates worse than being challenged on what an assault rifle is. You know, Lee? That really irritates him. And did you notice, too, that he upgraded the AR-14 to an AR-15 then?
He did, and he corrected himself. But let me tell you something. You can buy fully automatic weapons. All you need is the right license. And I'm more interested in what the other hard hat said to the kid that was dealing with Biden as he was walking away. Something like, hey, this guy's on my side. I couldn't figure it out. I just... Jeez, what is that guy telling him? That kid almost stood his ground all the way, but he did better.
You know, this is what happens now with these Joe Biden cuts. Everything is kind of confused.
And at one point, Howie, you can't hear it, and so I didn't put it in there. But Biden does appear to say, "Stop being a horse's ass."
So it's gone from a pony to a horse.
Yeah. Hey, if anyone's going to be a horse's ass around here, it's me. I was in the top of my class at Syracuse University Law School after I played Division I football at the University of Delaware, after I was the first white student at Delaware State, after I come out of the coal mines after 1,000 generations.
After I grew up in Claymont, Delaware.
You know what this reminds me of?
And Scranton, PA, and Wilmington, Delaware.
You know what we have to get, and Taylor, you'll be able to find it easily because it's definitely in the old clips, is when Rudy Giuliani said that Joe Biden was the bottom of his class at law school, and Fredo Cuomo said, that's not true. We fact-checked that. That's not true. And he said, okay, he was the second to last in his class, and then the last guy died, okay? It's one of the best cuts ever.
Well, we had Giuliani in here last week. You know, he was in the Newsmax studio. We just brought him in, and I just said Joe Biden, and he just rolled his eyes. Remember that? Yeah. Okay. Let's have the thanks for the call, Lee. Let's play the last cut where the auto worker is yelling at Biden now, and then they go back and forth. Go ahead.
Wait.
Take
your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on, hold on.
All right.
There's a lot of guys.
I didn't hear that. Did Biden threaten to slap him there?
Yeah, so he was pointing his finger in this guy's face. And, you know, coronavirus is going around, so you don't want to catch anything from Joe Biden. He's been coughing with Lawrence O'Donnell over the weekend. So... You don't want to catch anything from him.
Stop the hammering.
The auto worker says, hey, don't get that finger out of my face. And Joe Biden says, don't tell me what to do. I'll slap you in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
So last night, he was on with Lawrence O'Donnell. Did he say, stop the yammering? Stop the yammering, Mr. Vice President. Governor Baker has declared a state of emergency as coronavirus cases increase. He's so concerned about the spread of coronavirus, he returned a day or two early from his ski vacation. to Park City, Utah. Wow. He's tightening his belt. He's pulling himself up by the bootstraps. Oh, that's right. AOC said you can't pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Did he return from his trip when those seven people died in that motorcycle crash in New Hampshire?
No, he went. The weather was better over in the UK, so he went over there still.
Just checking.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. Yes. 8-4. Did you see another guy killed somebody in a highway? He'd been arrested five times in recent years for speeding, and he still had his driver's license. This was in, I think, Auburn, Massachusetts. And he was arrested. He was charged with speeding, and then they gave him the ticket, and he took off with these five outstanding speeding tickets. And he took off again and immediately killed somebody in a truck. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Camp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Another funny cut today. Biden says he and the mainstream media were perplexed that everybody else endorsed him. Joe, they want to be vice president. You know, they realize that given the fact that you had the job for 8 years, literally, to use one of your favorite adverbs, literally anyone can do it. It doesn't matter if there's no brain scan, if it's a flat line, you can still be the vice president of the United States. What perplexes you? Cut to.
But to unify this nation, we first have to unify our party. And over the past week, we've gone a long way toward doing that. Mayor Pete, Senator Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Senator Booker, Senator Harris, Mayor Bloomberg, they have done something that I think the press is perplexed with as much as I am, that they've all come out and endorsed one at one time.
He forgot Julio Castro. Remember that? Me and Julio down by the schoolyard waiting for Corn Pop to show up with those straight razors. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie.
Yes.
Howie. Mike from Bevelick. I take a bow for having Elizabeth Warren out of the race.
Oh, that's right. Oh, do you think you drove her out of the race? I think there were hundreds of thousands of people that drove her out of the race, Mike. I mean, Mike is the guy who went up and confronted her in New Hampshire.
Like
you could feel free to take credit. You know, it's like they say, Mike. It's like they say, victory has a thousand fathers. So there's a everyone is a father who voted against her last Tuesday. So go ahead, take a bow.
No, I'm taking a bow. In fact, Tucker Carlson put me on the TV. Did you know that President Trump did email me directly? He was so impressed.
He did, really?
Because he went to an interview on your show.
Oh, that's great. I'm very happy about that. Congratulations, then, Mike. Who are you going after next? You going after a Sleepy Joe?
Well, put it this way. If what you talked about yesterday about that illegal alien that killed four Americans in Florida, the whole family and the generations got wiped out.
Yeah.
Do you know that he's got negligent operation, and that's it? It's just negligent homicide. Why aren't they pushing this onto these open border Bernie and open border Biden? Why aren't they pushing this? The illegals are killing us.
Well, you saw the Globe didn't even call him an illegal alien or an undocumented. They said he had a visa violation.
Yeah.
They talk about a euphemism.
Channel 4 and Channel 5 both said last night that a man had just negligent operation, and that was it. It was about a five-second blurb on it. Nothing.
They didn't even mention visa violation as vanilla as that phrase is.
So So what they'd be niggling up is the reason they're not doing anything more is because they can't throw them, their judge doesn't want to throw them out of the country. If you had negligent homicide, four cases, mean you would be in jail for 10 years.
I agree. And we should be, too. I mean, you kill four people by your negligent driving. And I'm assuming if his visa was expired, I'm assuming he had no driver's license. But we haven't even heard that. We're going to have Todd Lyons on tonight from the Boston ERO of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to discuss this. We may also discuss that horrible case up in Beverly, where you're from, Mike. How about that Iraqi guy who tried to strangle his daughter? And they found he's a refugee in subsidized housing, and they found $100,000 cash and a pile of jewelry in the Section 8 apartment.
Howie, a couple of my friends from high school, right, are on the police force. And I've asked them about this. This happens all the time, especially...
I know. The police blotters in the Salem News are the most devastating to the open borders crowd there are. I'm Howie Carr.